It's 8:40 now in Indianapolis at 90.1 FM. And as we promised you just a moment ago, it's time to talk a little IndyCar racing. The final race of the season is tomorrow night. And pleased to have in our studio with us 1998 Indy 500 winner, Eddie Cheever. You know, it's always odd to say former Indy 500 winner because you won it once, but you're always an Indy 500 winner. So it's kind of a discombobulation how to introduce you sometimes.
I just like the word Indy 500 winner, so you can present it any way you want. I always enjoy that.
And it's very nice to have your name on the and face on the BorgWarner Trophy as well. Let's talk about this race tomorrow night. Interesting that it's at night, and they've extended the distance to 500 miles. And what everybody is saying is kind of a bumpy track, and I saw people tweeting the other day that they were trying to find the groove on this track and trying to find some grip out there in Fontana.
It is definitely going to be one of those final races where everybody that's a fan is going to have to tune in because there's so many different variables. Like you said, the track is different. They haven't raced there for a while. They say it's bumpier than they expected. They have new cars. Mm-hmm. It's 500 miles. It's at night. These are all variables when you throw into your bowl that you look at and you try to figure out how the race is going to develop. It really isn't a trend that you can follow other than the fact that Penske's are really good at 500-mile races.
True. And this race has the addition that for the seventh year in a row, I believe, the series championship comes down to the final race of the season, Will Power with a 17-point advantage over Ryan Hunter Ray. So that's a dynamic as well.
It's going to be very important for the teams, as it is in all 500 miles, to hit their pace as quickly as they can. And when you read all of these tweets right now, there's lots of questions. What they're saying is they're uncomfortable in the cars. Mm-hmm. There's a different way of saying it. There's a lot of bumps, uncomfortable, 200 miles an hour. So they have to find a way to make sure they can sit in their cars and just, you know, munch through these miles until they get to the last 50 miles, and it's going to be like Indy. The race really comes down to that last stint. So being able to position yourself well is what you think about from the time that they tested last week till the race tomorrow. And they know what Indy is like. Everybody's done Indy. You know how it evolves. Nobody has any idea how this race is going to evolve. And it's at night, which is another added element.
I wonder how the distance plays into, and the experience running 500-mile races plays in for Tony Kanaan, because he said, you know, starting almost his 200th IndyCar race, and he says that experience might be a big factor for him in a long-distance race like this.
I think it's an advantage for him. It's an advantage for anybody that's done a lot of 500s, but it's a different track. They're different cars. It's at night. I mean, I don't think anybody there has done a 500. Actually, I'm quite sure nobody there has done a 500 miles at night.
Yeah.
I did a lot of racing, and I've never done a 500 miles at night. So that'll be something that will be different. But I think it's going to be I know for sure it's going to be a very exciting race, but you have to kind of lean, if you're going to make a bet, you'd have to kind of lean towards the fact that Penske's have a deeper field. They have backup drivers, which in this case is Ryan Briscoe and Castro Neves, who can, over the length of the race, help Will Power more than the Andretti team can. But Hunter Ray has pulled the rabbit out of the hat mm-hmm. many times this year, mm-hmm. and he's wonderful to watch race because he's always doing something that you wouldn't expect, and he pulls it off.
Mm-hmm. Who do you favor between those two for the championship?
I would be happy if either one of them won because they've had such a great championship. Mm. But I think Andretti's team has done wonderful things this year. Hunter Ray came out of maybe the beginning of the year wasn't perfect for him, but he got stronger and stronger as the year went on. I think Penske go into that with maybe a few more bullets in their guns mm-hmm. than Andretti does.
Interesting development just within the last day or so that Mike Conway, the young English driver who many people remember was injured badly in a crash here at Indy and has decided now that he does not want any part of oval tracks, and he's not comfortable on the oval tracks, and he's decided to step aside, and Wade Cunningham will drive for A.J. Foyt in tomorrow night's race. Tell me your reaction to that.
I think that IndyCar drivers, having done a lot of Formula One and IndyCar drivers and other type of racing, are probably the bravest race car drivers on the planet. And I give Conway the Bravery of the Week award by having realized that he doesn't want to do it anymore. And there's so much pressure when you're inside of a race team to perform. And after getting in a car, after that horrible accident he had at Indy, and performing as well as he did, and going through the whole race season, and then realizing as he comes up to Fontana, and he probably did a, I don't know what happened, but to get out of the car and to be able to say, I really don't want to do this, takes a lot of courage. And I think it's a wise decision on his part. And I wish him all the luck in the world with what he wants to do. He's very young. And he's a very talented race car driver, but that's a very hard thing to do. I hit the wall at Indy once when I was doing laps at above 230 miles an hour, and the speed in the straightaway when I spun turning into one was 250 miles an hour.
And this was in testing?
This was in testing right before Indy, and it was by far and away the hardest hit I ever took. This was way before there were safer walls. And I had 3 weeks to get myself mentally prepared to get back into the car because Indy was starting. And it was really difficult. It was really difficult because I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if it was going to happen again. It's that little gremlin sitting in the back of your neck whispering in your ear, hey, this might be the time you crash again. And why did that one happen? So for a driver like that, at that point in his career, to be able to say, I don't want to do this anymore, I take my hat off to him.
A couple minutes left here. Let's kind of recap this whole season for the IndyCar Series with a new president of competition, Bo Barfield, who takes over. Kind of give us your assessment of how that has gone. And by his own admission, a guy who really wants to stay pretty quiet and behind the scenes and under the radar.
I think that's a position that has to be quiet and under the radar. If you keep reading about the head of competition having arguments with drivers that are in the public view, I think that takes away a lot from his authority. He is the person that makes the decision, and the decisions are final. There's a time and place to have these arguments, and I don't think it's in the public place. So I think he's done a very good job. I think they've made some big changes in IndyCar. I really enjoyed being in the ABC booth for the Indy 500. It was one of the most exciting races I've ever seen. I was standing up most of the race because you never knew what was going to happen. So I think these changes they've done with the cars are mostly positive. The cars seem to be a lot safer. The drivers seem to be relatively happy with it. There's a few things they will modify, I'm sure, over the end of the year. But I think he's done a very good job. But the proof of the pudding will be in how this final race comes down. I mean, I really hope it's a clean race and that the fastest driver and the team that does the best pit stops wins. And although the teammates can help on the track, I hope it stays as clean and tidy as it can be because those speeds are very high in Fontana.
Okay, Eddie Cheever, always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for your insight. It's always good to hear your thoughts on what's going on with IndyCar racing, and maybe we'll talk to you very soon.